Good morning, friends. Well, is your cup overflowing this morning? I've just been reading in Psalm 23, the wonderful psalm we all enjoy. But it was about where David says in Psalm 23 in verse 5, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows." Oh, I trust that your cup will be overflowing today and throughout this week in Jesus' name, that you will come to recognize and understand, just like David was recognizing God's goodness to him. God wants to anoint your head with oil, just as he anointed David. And that would say to the world, this is my son, this is my daughter. Back off, it says to the enemy. This is going to be our next leader, like God was saying about David. Never forget that he who has begun a good work in you, he will complete it, according to Philippians 1 and verse 6. And then in Ephesians 6:10, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. God wants your cup to overflow just like David's did. And David's cup overflowed, which meant God kept blessing him and blessing him, even when others attacked him. I want you to know and understand at the beginning of this new week together that your cup overflows because God wants to pour out his blessing upon your life and blessing upon your life and blessing upon your life. For if God be for you, who can be against you? We are victors and not victims. We are men and women who have overcome in this world of sin and darkness. Why? Because we surrendered our lives to Jesus, and the Holy Spirit lives in you and I each and every moment of the day. God wants you and I to be men and women who understand the grace and peace of God flowing into our hearts. God wants his riches to endure in your life and my life forever, according to Proverbs 27 and verse 4. And in Matthew 6:11, it says, "Give us this day our daily bread." Today, God wants you to come and just receive from him the overflow of his love into your cup, that your cup might overflow, that your life would touch the lives of others around you today, giving them hope, giving them joy, giving them life in Jesus' name. Have a wonderful day. Just like the psalmist David says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." May your cup of joy overflow in Jesus today. God bless.